U.S. troops mistakenly opened fire on Iraqi Kurdish neighborhood. By Gabrielle Reyes on May 10, 2022. U.S. military forces stationed at Al Harir Air Base in northern Iraq's Kurdistan region mistakenly fired on at least 11 civilian homes and one civilian car on Monday night in the nearby town of Shaklawa, the Kurdish news website Rudo reported. At 10 p.m., on May 9, the U.S. force was conducting practice specialized for shooting down drones, and that is why the bullets landed in the center of Basrama district and the security forces arrived at the scene of the incident. Jangawar Isgayi, the director of Shaklawa's Basrama district, told Rudo. Projectiles reportedly fired by the U.S. military penetrated at least 11 houses and one motor vehicle in the middle of Basrama. Isgayi revealed, while adding that no casualties were reported in connection with the incident. The bullets hit my house, my brother's house, windows, doors, everything. We were all at home, but thanks to God, we're safe, Rudo quoted an unnamed eyewitness as saying. The U.S. Army and Air Force jointly manage Al Harir Air Base as part of Operation Inherent Resolve, which is the U.S. military's effort to defeat the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, ISIS, terror group with and through regional partners in Iraq and Syria, according to the U.S. Department of Defense. The airfield is located 13 miles northeast of Shaklawa, which itself lies 20 miles northeast of Erbil City. The city of Erbil is the capital of Iraq's Kurdistan region. Rudo's English news service reported on May 10 that it had repeatedly reached out to Operation Inherent Resolve's press desk and the U.S. Department of Defense for comment on the May 9 Shaklawa incident, but as yet has had no response. Despite Rudo English submitting a question, U.S. Pentagon Press Secretary John F. Kirby did not address the event during his Tuesday, May 10, briefing at the Pentagon, the news outlet noted. Rudo on May 10 shared two photos via its Twitter account appearing to show Shaklawa civilian structures shot through with bullet holes on May 9. Iran's state-run Mehr News Agency reported on the incident on May 10, writing, Arab media reported on Monday night, May 9, that heavy gunfire was heard at Al Harir Airport in Erbil province in northern Iraq. The U.S. military plans to maintain a presence of its troops in Iraq and Syria despite a general winding down of its official operations in the neighboring countries to counter ISIS, from about 2014 to 2021. Because the international jihadist group continued to constitute a security threat in the nations despite no longer holding territory in Iraq and Syria. Rudo paraphrased the U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for the Middle East, Dana Strahl, as saying on April 6.